Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blaeholder catches it and throws to first to double up Majeski. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sugar Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kane reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball 4. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Campbell moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Burns reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Storti moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Storti scores. There goes Levy trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Levy for the out. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cain hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Garms reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Campbell reaches second base with a double. West scores. Garms scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Jim Peterson now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Storti takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule takes first base on ball 4. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blaeholder for the out. Rule moves to second. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to third. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rule scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Williams reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Jim Peterson. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for an out. Williams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Sam Gray now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Storti bunts towards the mound. Coombs fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gray reaches second base with a double. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gray scores. It's 7-5, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Williams settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Williams. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Garms reaches second base with a double. West goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garms moves to third. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garms scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Storti hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-5, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Browns. Bing Miller pinch hits for Bobby Coombs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.